Good evening. Greetings to all my listeners. We're continuing our study on the book of Exodus. This time, chapter 11, verse 1, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon the Egyptians. Afterwards he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence altogether." One plague more. Chapter 12. "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of the month they shall take of them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto him his house take it, according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating, shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it, and they shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire, and on leavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head and his legs, and with the prunes thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. That which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hands. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you as a memorial, and ye shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generation. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day unto the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. May the Lord bless to us the portion that we have just looked at and read together. Now we come down the lesson a little bit further, and we have looked at some of the plagues in connection that God brought upon Pharaoh and upon his servants and upon the Egyptians because they hardened their heart against the word of God. Now, God's word is very, very plain. Today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. You are not to harden your heart, because if you turn your back on what God says, remember the word that I spoke last evening, how shall you escape if you neglect so great a salvation? If God is speaking and dealing with you and you have conviction of your sin and you know down deep in your heart that you're not a Christian, why would you put it off until another day? Why not take the Lord Jesus right now into your heart and into your life and believe that he died for you and accept him as your Savior? And you'd be safe and secure for all eternity. Don't you put salvation off until tomorrow like Pharaoh, because tomorrow may bring judgment instead of mercy. One plague after another was not sufficient. As soon as the plagues were gone, he was back in the old rut again. Isn't that just like sinners? Why, you can see them, how they serve the devil lust and pleasure, and when they take the last drink, they say, well, I'm never going to get drunk again. I'm just going to straighten up a little bit, and I'm going to get saved. I'm going to be a Christian. And then they're back in the old rut again before very long. It's not just the way people do today. Sin is a dreadful thing. And yet, dear friends, sin is the very thing that's damning the souls of men and women and bringing them speedily down the broad road to hell. Sin, dear friends, it deadens. And sooner or later, it's going to be the thing that's going to send you down into a lost and undone eternity. Pharaoh, instead of receiving the word of God, he hardened his neck. Now remember what God says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1. He that is often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Now this is true, as we'll see in the connection with Pharaoh before too long as we continue on these messages. God's word, dear friend, is it'll either soften or harden. It's either a savor unto life or a savor unto death. Sun may melt ice, but it will harden cement. And the very gospel that you are hearing, dear friend, is going to melt you or is going to harden you. And don't you be like Pharaoh, don't you put it off and fall into the hands of God and the judgment of God fall upon you, because God says, he that is often reproved like Pharaoh shall suddenly be destroyed, that sudden death, and that without remedy. There's no remedy after death. No remedy, I say, can get you out of the pit itself. There is no praying any avail, because if a man die in his sins or a woman die in his sins, where Christ is, there he cannot be or she cannot be. That settles it. There is no changing of places or positions when you die. Where the tree falls, it lies. If you're going to be in heaven, preparation must be made here. But if you're not going to be in heaven, dear friends, you're going to be in a lost eternity, because there's only two places. And you're going to receive the Lord Jesus and start on the narrow road to heaven, or you're not going to do it. I trust that you won't harden your heart, that you won't put salvation off, but that you here and now will surrender your will to him. Now, God sent these different plagues, 10 of them in all, and one would have naturally thought that he has lots of time to change his mind and to turn away from his sin and acknowledge his sin and to flee from the wrath to come. He had lots of warning. So did those in the days of Noah, had lots of warning. Noah stood there for 120 years and warned those people. God says he came down and he saw the thoughts and the imaginations of man's heart was only evil and evil continually. And we are definitely living in a day when the thoughts and the imaginations of man's heart is only evil and evil continually. What is the uppermost thing in our heart today? You stand and listen to a group of people, whether young or old, talking, and you won't be standing long until you find what's in their heart. The thoughts and the imagination, sin, dear friends, must come out. What's in a man's heart is going to come out. And the Lord Jesus seemingly is left on the outside. And there's no place in the heart for him. You don't see them standing, talking around the corners about him. Oh, thank God, once in a while you meet a true servant or a young Christian or maybe an older one that's out and out for God that'll stand on the street corner and give out tracts or witness for him. But there are few and far between. There's not very many of them today. And I come to you today and I ask, are you going to let this message slip? Because God's time is now. He says, I will send one plague more. Now, one plague more is all that was necessary. And this is the final and the last plague. This is the plague of death. And he's going to send one plague more, and that's the plague of death. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after death the judgment. One plague more. I'll tell you, dear friends, you are leading up to that one plague. You're leading up to the very time when you must die. You must needs die. And are as water spilt on the ground which cannot be gathered up again. You must needs die, young man, young woman. You must meet God. You're going to meet him on the grounds of a Savior, or you're going to meet him on the grounds of a judge. Today he can be your Savior. Tomorrow he may be your judge. One plague more. Oh, you say, I don't want to think of death. I know you don't. There's very few people who want to think of death. Everything's done today to get the thought of death away from your mind. But nevertheless, it's still true. Whether you want to think about it or whether you don't want to think about it, you must needs die. And people are dying young today. We have had quite a few around Guthrie here that's died very young lately. The funeral parlors has been very, very busy. There's no depression in the funeral parlors. Death is taking a big toll of people around here. And death is on your track. There's just a breath betwixt your soul and death. And I say again, dear friends, there's only a step betwixt your soul and death. There's just a breath in your nostrils, just one beat at a time your heart gives, and that heart of yours ceases to pump the blood through your veins. You'll be gone. And if you die, where are you going to be? Where will you be 5 minutes after you die? Man dieth and wasteth away. Man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? One plague more. Death, dear friends, will take men and women from time into eternity. That's the plague that he's talking about. One plague more. And I know that you'll have to keep the appointment with God. That's one of the appointments that you must keep. And you can't get around it. And then he told them in regards to this one plague more. He told them in connection with the children of Israel that were in the land of Goshen. He gave them something to do. He says, God has put a barrier between his people and the Egyptians. And he says, I want you to go out to the flock and bring a lamb of the first year, speaking of the Lamb of God. A first year, a perfect lamb, one without spot or blemish. Keep it up until the 14th day of the month. That speaks of the purity of Christ in his life. Looking and observing it in the pen for those days to see if there's any fault or blemish in it. And then on the 14th day of the month, they were to take that lamb and to kill it and to sprinkle the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel. And they were to go into the house and to feast on the roast lamb, on the body of the lamb in the house. Now you have the story. We will not have time to go into this story today. But tomorrow, God willing, we will continue on this story. And we want you to be sure that the blood is applied and that you are safe and that you are secure, trusting and resting your all in the Rock of Ages. The Lord said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. That blood was to the destroying angel of channels. But, dear friends, it meant safety and security to the Israelites. God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. It's the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanses from all sin. Are you under the blood today? Are you sheltered by that blood? If not, why not right now? Father, we thank Thee that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from sin. We trust as we're here before this microphone that some lost soul will come under the blood right now by trusting the Savior as his Savior. Grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.